coming to the Sherpa workshop. I think you all are very eager to know what this Sherpa workshop is all about. I have given this Sherpa workshop in many places in Europe now, including all over Germany and mostly then Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, and such places. In India, when I gave these Sherpa workshops, they became so, how do you say, favorable or interesting that I was invited to many towns in India. First all over Mumbai, then to Pune, and so on and so forth. So now I'm here in Ljubljana. I'm very, very happy that you have made time to come, and I promise that this will be an unforgettable experience for you. We will just sing one little bhajan. Is a good mridanga player there, Prabhuji? Yes. Give your best. We will sing a song which is reminding us of Vrindavan. Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dulal. Please repeat. Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dulal. I will say it again. Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dulal. Girivarat Hari Gopal. Yes. Dayananda Yashoda Dula Girivala Dhari Gopal Dayananda Yashoda Dula Giri Valadhari Gopal Jayananda Yashoda Dulal Giri Valadhari Gopal Gopal, 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 Gopal. Jayananda Yashoda Dulal Girivaradhari Gopal Jayananda Yashoda Dulal Giri Valadhari Gopal Yashoda Dulal Giri Valadhari Gopal Gopal, 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 Gopal Gopal, 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 Jayananda Yashoda Dulal Giri Valadhari Gopal
Ya nanda ya soda dula, mere balanhari gopal. Gopal, 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 gopal. Gopal, 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 Gopal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Last year.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, oh, Godari. Prabhu Parad, Prabhu Parad, Srila Prabhu Parad. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jira Prabhu Pada. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jira Prabhu Pada.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Astutu Satasi Simat His Divine Grace Srila Abhi Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja O Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda ki jai, His confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Premsakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, O Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha, Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai Ganga Maya Munamai ki jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hare. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutade Simadavate Danta Swami Dhyami Namaste Dasakti Gaurami Chani Kedu Kanehi Sunam. So, Hare Krishna, may I ask, is everyone able to follow English, or do we require a translation? Some of our... there is a translation. Yes, you don't need to translate this orientation. How does the translation reach the devotees? They sit around you, or...?
Yes, they sit around.
Around our Prabhu. What is your good name, Prabhuji?
Garagamuni.
Oh! Garagamuni, the priest of Lord Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Yesterday in Sarajevo we had a magical box. That is, we had encouraged the devotees to put their very private or intimate questions in a written form on a piece of paper into a box, and I would then take the questions and try to answer them. Many questions were asked which usually devotees feel shy to ask, like, what is your deepest experience in Krishna consciousness? Usually you don't get such questions after lectures because they're a little private. And there was one question which I particularly liked. I was in fact reading it this morning in the car. The question said, if there's one thing which could help me to quickly attain my spiritual goal, what is this one thing? Today I want to talk about this one thing. According to the Krishna conscious philosophy, the eternal difference between the word and the object does not exist in the spiritual world. What does this mean? In this world, we always find that the word which describes a person or an object always lacks the power of this object. For instance, the word water does not have the same power as the substance water. When I would be thirsty, I could not expect that just the word water satisfies my thirst. Or imagine the following scene. You have come to the Ljubljana temple to eat your noon prasadam, and instead of serving out the preparations, the devotees in the temple would tell you, "Today we will eat our prasadam in a special way. Sit down in rows and just chant the preparations. Halava, puris, sabji, rice, dal." That is sufficient. You would leave in great protest. You would say that I do not wish to ever come back again to such a place where such intense torture is inflicted upon us. Yes, because you know the name of the preparation or the word is always different from the rice or the preparation. Now in Krishna consciousness we hear that the name of Krishna is fully identical with the person Krishna. And to understand and accept this is so difficult for us, because we simply do not have any experience of a word being identical with the object it describes. It does not happen in our experience. For some devotees of Krishna, unfortunately, it also doesn't happen that they experience that the name of Krishna is identical with Krishna, and therefore they lack faith. However, we hear from the realized descriptions of Srila Prabhupada that the name Krishna is in fact identical with the person Krishna, Hare Krishna. However, however, we can only experience Krishna in His holy name if we learn to chant in a proper way. See, when you chant Krishna's name either in a demanding way, God appear, or in a negligent way, I'm everywhere else with my thoughts, then Krishna does not appear. Look at the simple example of this word. When you go to the restaurant, you can scream, "Konoba, Konoba, Konoba." Konoba means waiter. Not here. What do we say here? Nataka. Nataka, 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 Nataka. The Nataka will come because he's paid. He is your servant. But you can't say, demand God to appear like this before your eyes. It doesn't work like this. We hear, just like you cannot demand the sun to appear in the morning, but you have to wait until he appears on his own. In the same way, you cannot just force Krishna to appear. So Krishna doesn't appear to a materialistic devotee who just he appears or is satisfied with the when he's satisfied with the devotee's devotion. The second point to consider is Krishna also doesn't appear when a devotee chants full of inattention. I would like to give you also an example for this. Imagine you are inviting a guest to your house, and when he finally is before the door, you have a second thought that actually I don't like this guy. And you go out of the back window of your bathroom. Obviously the person whom you have called will not be very impressed by your hospitality and he will not come when you call him the second time. So in the same way, Krishna does not appear to a devotee who is absent-minded when he is chanting. We hear in the writings of our great Acharya Bhaktivinoda Thakur that this inattention while chanting is, the main reason or the main cause is a better word for what is called the 10 offenses which keep Krishna away, which keep Krishna in the distance. So today we will learn to approach these two obstacles in chanting Hare Krishna. We will have a workshop on chanting with full concentration, and we will also learn how to call Lord Krishna in the proper way. If we can learn these two simple techniques, or you could say maybe better attitude, huh? Mm-hmm. These two attitudes, if we can learn these two attitudes to chant with full concentration and in the call Krishna in the right way, then we can be invited to experience the divine secret of Krishna consciousness, that Krishna is identical with his holy name. We will learn today to chant with concentration. Why? Because if you chant with concentration, you will avoid the 10 offenses automatically. And we will learn to call properly for Krishna. Why? Because Krishna appears when he is properly called by a devotee. So these two things we will learn today. Are you ready? It will be a quite intense workshop. I'm just thinking. Can all of you see this? You maybe not. Maybe you have to go a little there. Yes, and you can see Ananta Prabhuji, yeah? Our sound man, maybe you have to stay with the sound. You can see Damana Krishna Prabhuji and Dobro. And you can see also? Oh, this is very nice. For concentration, I want to give you a very simple exercise It's called in our philosophy the Traktaka exercise. Traktaka means you concentrate your attention on one object. In yoga, usually on the flame of a candle or a ghee lamp. It is said that by concentrating the mind on one thing, you will develop a very good art of concentration. You can almost say, when you have a different light and you begin to put the light together and concentrate it in one bundle, this light becomes what? Laser, we say. Laser can be so powerful that you can cut through a steel, I have heard. Today, and it can be extremely precise as well. I heard, I'm not sure if this is correct, maybe you can help, but I heard nowadays you can use laser to perform an operation. It is possible. So light, which is so harmless, when concentrated, becomes extremely strong. My dear devotees, the same thing happens to your thoughts. When your thoughts begin to become concentrated, your mind will develop an amazing amount of sharpness and concentration. I personally feel that if devotees could learn the simple art to concentrate their mind on Krishna, their spiritual life would start to gallop so fast they would make advancement. But most of the time we conditioned souls are so diverted, we have so many desires which influence our minds to go in so many directions, and therefore we are very unclear about our lives. We are not really in material life any longer, but we also are not totally in spiritual life. We are hanging between heaven and hell in some undefined gray area because of the lack of concentration of our minds. Therefore in yoga, you develop these concentration techniques by wonderful, everything smells so good here. By concentrating your mind on one object. Now this technique is also applied in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, but we don't look at the candle when we chant, or at a point on the wall, but at the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. This is called the Traktaka, the Naam Traktaka in Sanskrit, or the concentration on the letters of the holy name. We hear in Vaishnava history that the son of Lord Nityananda, his name was, as he's also a lord, Lord Virachandra or Virabhadra Prabhu, worshipped a Naam Shila, that is a stone which had the holy name engraved in it. And we hear that Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj told his Grihastha disciples to look while they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra on the different names of the Hare Krishna mantra and not look at anything else. Gaurakishore Das Babaji said, if you look on the holy name while you chant, on the letters of the holy name, you will soon experience how the divine couple Radha and Krishna will manifest from the letters of the name. Hare Krishna. Dear godbrother of Srila Prabhupada used to go all over Vrindavan and distribute Hare Krishna mantras, you would hang them up in the temple, and if you go to temples, you can find them. And Srila Prabhupada requested us to print the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and distribute it widely. He said, chant Hare Krishna, chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and your life will be sublime. So today, we will request all of you to chant while using the simple concentration technique, that is looking at the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Before we do this, however, I want to make another concentration exercise. We will hear a tape, Gaurahari, you have prepared. And you should just listen, please, and tell me what you have heard. Listen very concentrated. Gaurahari. This is the only tape we have. We have a second one. Lalita Govindaji will save us. But Gaurahari, why don't you? We do this already 20 times and you have not yet learned it. It is a lack of concentration on your service. Yes. So please close this. But we can still ask, what did you hear? Chanting. Okay, that is all the answers I get from you this morning. Fine, we will continue. In our exercise, we will now look at this mantra sign, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and you will be requested to look at this while you chant. We will chant a little slowly. And we will chant all together. Now, the art is when you chant Hare, you should look at Hare and nothing else. When you chant Krishna, please look at the name of Krishna. And in this way, you almost like a laser beam, you scan the different names. You just go over them. Is it clear? Maybe I didn't explain it very clearly. So just listen as I will do it. And when you hear this sound, it means you kindly begin to chant. We all chant together. And when you hear this sound, we will end the exercise. Hare Krishna. No, you didn't. Here, concentrated, but don't worry, no one does it in the beginning properly. We said, when you hear this sound, then you begin the exercise. I will first chant alone, without you, to give you the proper speed. So, please don't feel sad, but most of us are not concentrated in our lives. It is... welcome to the club. And we are going, this is what the workshop is about. It will help us to concentrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I have to also look. I didn't do it properly. I'm here with Hare. Yes, I should look at Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. We will now go to an exercise which is a little bit more difficult. Most of us in our lives are only using our external senses and not our mind when we do something. Or we can say it even more simpler in this way. We are saying something, but we are not concentrated. We are seeing something, but we are not really recognizing it, because our internal sense, our internal perception is sleeping. Why? Because simply we live in an age where we are very, very superficial people. So in this second exercise, I would like to request you to awaken a little bit your internal senses, and we will do this by doing a very simple exercise. I will give different, let us say, objects. I will call, say, you different objects, and you should try to see what I'm telling you in your mind's eye. Is the exercise clear? I will tell you something, and then you let a picture come. This is good for using our internal eyes, sharpening our eyes. So when you are comfortable, kindly, let's just wait for Lalita Govinda Prabhu to give the tape to our soundman. Our soundman, you can, please don't play it yet, but put it ready so that it can be played when I request you. So, okay. Well, it is a nice cassette, but we will see it. But we look for a certain cassette which is maybe not available in this temple. Good. So please sit properly now. This is important. When you do something with your mind or concentration, you should sit in an erect way. And close your eyes, please. And as I will tell you now some objects, let the pictures come. The fields in Slovenia with snow. The Adriatic Sea in the summertime. Blue. The color of red. Rain clouds in the evening with a yellow flash. A pizza with caperis. And cheese. Cheese is also very important. A little olive oil on top. Your favorite picture of Srila Prabhupada. The beautiful altar of the Ljubljana temple. And more specific, Gadadha Pandit. What is the color of the cloth he is dressed in today? Don't look. Look in your mind eye. Some of you don't know. And our last example, your favorite holy place, if you know one in Vrindavan or Mayapur, please go there. Or if you have a favorite place where you feel it's good to chant and read about Krishna in Slovenia, go there in your mind's eye. Thank you very much. When you're ready, please open your eyes. May I ask you, did some pictures come to some of you? Yes? Good. Now, we will direct our mind. Just like we have done in the exercise before, and we will try to visualize the different names in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When you are ready, please sit again straight. Kindly close your eyes. And see the name Hare. Let us make it more easy for us and let us visualize the age first. Now the A. Her, yes, her, first her. Now the A. If it's difficult to visualize, you can just paint the letter A in a big way. Now the R. And now the E. Now kindly try to see the whole word or name, Hare. If it's difficult, you can open for a second your eyes and see on the beautiful board which we have brought for you. Hare. Mm-hmm. And then close your eyes again and try to see it in your mind's eye. If it's still difficult, you can paint Hare on a piece of white paper. It's free of cost. It's in the mind. H A R E. Okay. Let us move on now to the name Krishna. See the K, the R, I, S, H, N, and A. Now see, try to see in your mind's eye the whole name, Krishna. Very good. If it is, let us also try to write it on a piece of paper in big letters, K R I S H N A. Now let us see the whole Krishna. Some of you are doing very good work. One can see, feel the mental energy. And we will go now to the last of the three names in the Hare Krishna mantra, Rama. This is most simple. See the R, the A, M, and A. Rama. Try to paint it also. Rama. Very good. Kindly open your eyes again. Now, we will do something which is quite intense, but you are quickly becoming very concentrated people. We will try to chant, closing our eyes and visualizing the different names as we chant. In other words, when I chant, when I say Hari, I will see in my mind's eye Hari. Yes. Krishna, then I will see Krishna, and so on and so forth. This is a little difficult, and some of us can use some help. What I do is, because I'm from a big town, Hamburg, in North Germany, I think, while I chant, that the different names flash up almost like neon light in a big city. Have you seen this neon light? In Ljubljana we have also neon light, I believe. Or these computer tables I saw in Ljubljana, where there are different announcements of different consumer items, buy this, or maybe the weather is there, so and so much temperature outside. So we can try to see it appearing in our mind. Hare Krishna. Hare. The idea here is to concentrate on the tractor car and not just do it in an external way by just seeing with our eyes, but by really concentrating. See, there's a difference. If you don't mind, I could take your good name. Nena. Nena. Look, Nena, now I'm looking at you. But I really have not, my mind is not there. And now I'm looking at you and my mind is there. It's a total different scene. Most of the time we just look. Because material life is so utterly boring. Oh, we should be with our heart. Oh, yes. So this is what we will try now. Are you ready? sit properly. In the yoga shastras we hear, if the spine is straight, that purifies the mind. So let us see if it works. Okay, if you're ready, close your eyes, please. And I will chant now the Hare Krishna mantra for you, and when you hear your signal, it's time for you to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. It is important that you see Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Thank you. We will now go a little bit faster. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Thank you very, very much. I can see some of you are getting the point. Most of the time, we are controlled by our mind, but we should control our mind. After all, this is the natural position in life. Now, my dear devotees, we will go to a much, much nicer exercise, because it will be a little bit more full of bhakti. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to had one verse in his Shikshastakam where he very much talks about the inner mood of someone approaching Krishna. It's a wonderful shloka, and I'm sure some of you know the shloka and would feel comfortable to chant it with me, so please do so. It's verse 5 of Shikshastakam. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam budo tava kripaya padapankaja stita duli sadrisham vichintaya. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankaja stita duli sadrisham vichintayam. O my Lord, son of Maharaj Nanda, somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please be causelessly merciful to me and lift me out of the ocean and fix me or establish me as one of your insignificant specks of dust on your lotus stopala, lotus feet. This is a call for Krishna. Once Krishna, once Prabhupada, once Srila Prabhupada dictated a beautiful explanation of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra onto a record album, and later this was printed and came out in this book, Science of Self-Realization. It is on chanting Hare Krishna. There he says the devotee should chant the holy names, calling out for Krishna, even crying for Krishna, like a maladeta, like a little child who calls out for the mother. See, Krishna waits for us to sincerely appeal to him. Someone who chants Hare Krishna with great material satisfaction and is thinking, my life is okay, I'm okay, let the things go on like they are. He will not have the right attitude. You must call out for Krishna in the mood of a child, please accept me, or please again engage me in your service. It's a prayer for connecting with Lord Krishna. So I want to speak a little on calling out to Krishna using Srila Prabhupada's example. Let me ask the women, who of you is a mother, has a child? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And do we have some fathers here also? 1, 2, 3, 4. Some of you don't want to show. Preludni is natural. You know, parents know when the child really wants them, it has a certain vibration. When the maladeta is just, you know, playing around with his toys. Mama, Papa, Tata. Then the mother and father, no, we don't have to come. He's fully engaged. No problem, he doesn't need me. But there is a time when the child goes, when it really has a need. Mama! And, you know, Tata, or whatever they say here in Slovenia. In Germany they say Mama, which means mine, and Papa, which means sin in Sanskrit. That's the first thing they say. Mama, mine, and Papa, sin. Sanskrit words not so favorable for spiritual advancement. So when the child really calls out, you know. So Krishna also knows when you really call out in a helpless way for Krishna. Most of the time, when the ordinary Hare Krishna devotee chants, he is just more or less absolving his quota. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, I hope this is soon over. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I have to do so many things. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna will not hear this really, because it's but means in Slovenian language, but Toda, Toda, how beautiful, Toda, when you really call out for Krishna, Krishna will come to you. This really calling out is given in Mahaprabhu's verse, like a person who is drowning and he needs help. The devotee who is drowning in the ocean of material life will call out for Krishna, please come. So we will now learn to call out a little. And again, calling out is not a matter of the vocal cords. Vocal cords, huh? It's a matter of the concentration of the heart. Now, I think in a japa workshop it would be presumptuous or illusory to request my audience to call out in a devotional mood, because you need to be alone for this, really, or be in your own mood. But what we can do and train is to call out our inner voice. I want to request you, this will be now a little intense, to close your eye, and first sit straight, please. And when you are ready, please close your eyes. And now in your mind's voice, please call out for Hare. I will help you a little by saying it a little loud, not really loud, so that you can also chant along with me. But you have to do it in the mind. I do it with the voice. Please do it in the same rhythm. Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare, 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 Hare. Thank you. Some of you have no inner voice. I can clearly hear it. Or hear it not. It's not that we are mystic yogis. Don't be afraid. Our Dhamana Krishna Prabhuji is our mystic here. But you can just hear by the mental energy. You've never done this, to call out in the mind. This needs a little exercise. Don't be desperate. We will try the same now with Krishna. Please sit properly and close your eyes. When you are ready, please chant with me. Krishna, 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 Krishna. I will make it a little simpler. Please keep your eyes closed. We will go now on the beach of an ocean. It's a little stormy. The waves become higher. Wind is there. You look to the left side. No single person is on the beach. You look to the right. No person is on the beach. You are alone. And before you is the ocean. And the waves are there. And it is becoming a little darker. You can chant as loud as you want. No one will hear you. Please chant with me. Krishna. No, not with a tongue, with a mind voice. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Thank you. And we go to the last. Rama, 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 Rama. Thank you very much. Now we will do the actual exercise. This was a preparation. While you we chant now the whole mantra, I request you to kindly meditate about or come into the mood of asking Lord Krishna to accept you. Please accept me. Srila Prabhupada used to say, we have no other prayer, just Hare Krishna. Please accept me. Must get my things ready. We will chant a little slow because we want to call out each name. First I will give you the speed and then we will do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. You're doing very, very well. Now we come. We have only two more exercises to go, and then you are relieved. I will now totally shock you. Not so much, but a little bit. By putting this whole Japa workshop into question. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his disciples, Srila Prabhupada, I have so much difficulty concentrating my mind while chanting. What should I do? Listen very carefully to the answer. He said, Prabhupada said, what is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? Here we find an exalted Vaishnav telling about his secret. When you chant, you just hear, and your mind is automatically controlled, because you hear. It's with the hearing. Now, unfortunately, for most of us, it's not so easy. Why? Because our minds are not so chesti. Chesti, yes. So pure. Our minds are with so many impressions and thoughts that it's so difficult to concentrate. It's like our ants are going over our face and our body. Whoa! And this is how our desires are constantly walking over us. Prabhupada once said, what is necessary in order to concentrate? Those of you who take notes and who want to look up this quotation, it's very good. It's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, text 44. Prabhupada Kaje. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. You can see here the reason for the four rules and regulations. The four rules and regulations, no meeting of eat, no, what else do we do? No illicit sex, no gambling, intoxication, and so on, will keep you pure in action. Only if you have pure actions, your mind can be pure. You know, in the Hare Krishna temples, many times the Hare Krishna people quarrel with each other. Because they are not yet so enlightened as they wish to be. And then this quarrel is an impure action, really. And as a result, the mind is always so disturbed. Ooh, what did he say? Oh no, he said this. Ooh, he doesn't like me. Oh, no one loves me. Krishna, Krishna. Yes. Disturbed relationships are impure actions and impure thoughts, which manifest and make life very difficult. But if you can be pure in action, you will be pure in mind, and if you are pure in mind, you can concentrate. Yes. So, the exercises which we have done up till now, we concentrated by engaging our vision, we concentrated by calling out with concentration to Krishna. Now we will do, we will only hear, we will forget all other techniques and just hear. But to hear is also, some concentration is necessary. Where do you think will we concentrate when we just hear? It's very simple, but these simple questions are usually... we can't find the answer so quickly. On the sound, on the words, yeah, correct. I would say on the process of hearing, as the sound goes and the words or the names go into your ears, it's a certain process of perception, we call it, it's called in English. And so we will just chant now and just hear. This is the nicest exercise as far as I'm concerned. So So when you are ready, please sit properly again. Then close your eyes, please, for increased concentration. And I will now chant one time alone and then with you together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. At the very end, I want to request maybe Lalita Govinda Prabhu. Is there an English Bhagavad Gita? It's just here. I would like to read to you now Lord Krishna's, thank you very much, instructions on mind control. Which will help you to bring this workshop into a practical reality for you, a practical experience here. Those of you who like to take notes, it's in the 6th chapter of the Gita, text number 26. Yato yato nishalati manas chanchalam astiram tathastato niyam yaitat atman yeva vasham nayet. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Srila Prabhupada, he says, the nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady. Do you agree? You agree. Very good. But a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. So then he says how to do this. He says, serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control, to serve Krishna. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. So when we chant, my dear devotees, we serve Lord Krishna by the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing his holy name and glorifying his holy name. And by doing this, we control our other senses.
So, what we will do now is we will try to really chant a very good amount of time, not so long, maybe quarter of a round or so. I will give you the sign, and we will this time all chant on our own individual strings. Up till now we have chanted together in one voice. Now we will all chant with our own voice and our own speed. I can already guarantee you this will be most probably the most hardest practice for you during the japa workshop, because by now we are accustomed to chant all together. When you chant now all alone, you will feel lonely, 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 lonely. you will have to concentrate your mind. And exactly this is what the workshop is all about. At this time, you can, you should first of all try the first practice, last practice. This is to just hear. Boom. Put your mind in the process of hearing. Then, if you want and if you feel, you can call out to Krishna like a little child, Maladeta, calling out each name. And if you feel that you are still a little unconcentrated, you can use the mantra Trataka, that is the written form of the mantra, and you can look at it and concentrate your mind by this. And once we have done this, we have gone through all the exercises, and I will give you a certified diploma that you were in the workshop. Hare Krishna. You can become the president of Slovenia or whatever you shall say. I'm joking. Okay. Is the exercise clear? We will all chant like we usually do. And now one thing is, I must caution, no one of you should chant especially loud, that everyone else is, oh, why is he chanting so loud, this person, null culture. You know, be aware that everyone wants to concentrate, not just you. So therefore chant normal. Okay. Are you ready? Please sit straight. And please try to concentrate now and apply whatever you have learned so that it will be of use for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.
Yes.
What does it mean to be clear in fear?
What does it mean to be clear in
fear?
Aha. Yeah. Well, there's eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These are the. Let me ask the question again so that everyone hears. Our devotee asked the question, what does it mean to be pure in fearing? Yeah? Our translator has disappeared. Who is a good second translator? Mataji? Yes? You are the translator? Please sit on the exalted seat of the translator. The question which is asked is, Prabhupada, he made this, gave this quotation that in order to concentrate, we must be pure in mind, and we are pure in mind only when we are what? Pure in action. Very good. So, what is? I'm sorry, this devotee has asked me a question and he is now has to take care of the microphone. What is, yes? It's your question, Prabhuji. So, please listen. Hare Krishna. Yes. So the question is, what does it mean to be pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating? Fearing is another word for defending. Prabhupada most of the time says eating, sleeping, defending and mating. What does it mean to be pure in this? Well, we all have to defend ourselves, and we also all have a little fear in our lives. But there can be a form of defending which is not according to Vaishnav principles, and you can be overwhelmed by fear forgetting totally Lord Krishna, and in this way be impure in fearing and defending. This is as good as I can do. Let us see if there are some examples of impure fearing or defending. For instance, these people who always continually make wars. You know, I think Mr. Bush is impure in fearing and defending at the moment. I don't know if you are. I'm also not so good informed about the present state of politics, but the whole world fears that Mr. Bush is trying to make a war, actually kill people. He has this in mind, and he's a powerful man. They're very impure, and he said, "Oh, every the Muslims are so bad, and terrorists here, and Hare Krishna." I hope I have not heard any pro-America sentiments. I'm also not against America. It's just anyone who looks into this has a little fear that, oh no, not another war. All the poor people. We have to do it. Should do it in a better way. Krishna. Any other questions you have?
If
a devotee is afraid of something, what should he or she do to overcome the fear? In the Bhagavatam, we find a verse which very nicely explains what is the origin of fear. The origin of fear is when you see something as separated from Krishna, that this is happening, and it has nothing to do with Lord Krishna. And at that time, a thing which happens in your life and which is maybe threatening to you in some ways becomes really the cause of fear. But the moment you understand this is Krishna, then you lose the fear. I remember yesterday we had the most beautiful seminar. Oh, it was so nice. I think in Slovenia we should also have these little seminars for interested devotees who like a certain subject. And at the end of the seminar, one drunken man came in. Oh, so drunken. Ooh, and so big. And he was shouting. And and it was really a fearful scene. I thought maybe he now goes to the altar and does some undesirable activity in relationship to the deity, maybe deities and so on. But then I thought, well, and everything happens due to Krishna's control. This man also is sent by Krishna. How would he find us? We are in the middle of nowhere. He has certainly been sent by Lord Krishna to teach us something. And then I prayed, my dear Lord, please tell us what the lesson is we have to learn, and please make this man peaceful. And after some time, he became peaceful and he cried like a little child, sorry, sorry, sorry. I felt it was done. We lose our fear when we see everything connected with Krishna, and then we can also help. Like you may be in a situation which is challenging for you as a person, and your spiritual life and determination is again and again challenged, and you think, why? And then if you don't find an answer, then everything can become really threatening. But if you begin to understand, and everything moves according to Krishna, you will lose your fear. Because fear happens when you see something as separate from Krishna. What are the things we fear mostly? I mean, people say things like public, speaking in public and so on, but really what we fear most is death. There's a beautiful prayer of the dying person which says, my dear Lord, you have come now to me as death. And in this way, the dying man or dying woman loses even his fear of death, because he or she can see, this is Krishna coming to me in another form. It's wonderful, isn't it? But if you are, I see death separated, as separated from Krishna, oh, it is so heavy. And if you, near and dear one dies, you think like going crazy actually from pain. If you see Krishna who's come in another form, you lose the fear. Dobro. No, dobro we don't say here. Let me see, any other question is there at this moment? Yes, Marji. We change different attitudes and modes by chanting. Yes, whatever works. But try, this is very, very important. All these exercises should be concentrated around one point, that is to hear and chant, to chant and hear. Not that we use the chanting as a mental exercise, gymnasticum, you know, a gym, it's called a mental gym. No, we want to just absorb our consciousness in the wonderful names of Lord Krishna. That is important. But whatever helps you, yes, that is certainly good and desirable. Yes. What is your good name, please?
Tapani.
Yes, Tapani. Yes,
I have one statement of Tapani Thakur, and he said that chanting can sometimes be this alphabet.
Yes.
And that we can chant for millions of lives and we will not attain Krishna. So if you could explain what Sajjana Nasha.
And it is just an exercise of pronouncing alphabets. It has not Krishna. See, Krishna appears in the form of the Shuddhanam at the stage
or let us make it more simple, Krishna appears, and this appearance of Lord Krishna is called the Shuddha Naam, or the pure name. Now when a devotee chants with offenses, Krishna does not appear, but it's only the alphabets. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has made it, has said it like this: we should not chant with the lips, we should chant with the heart. Chanting, he says, should not be lip deep, but heart deep. What does this mean, heart deep? What does it mean to chant with the heart? It means to chant in a mood of loving surrender and engage your heart in it. And with it means also to chant with the right understanding that Krishna is not different from his name. This is the heart deep chanting. It is something different than the lip service. There is a very, very beautiful explanation of this in a book called The Art of Chanting, on page 152, if you want. I usually cannot remember numbers, but this number I can remember. Page 152, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur distinguishes the real name, means Krishna, from just a material sound vibration, which is produced without devotion, without the proper spirit, without the proper understanding. I think we sometimes feel that, huh? We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And there's no Krishna. And we sometimes feel that, and we feel, oh, what am I doing here? Yes. So, learn to become a proper chanter who chants with a heart full of devotion, who meditates about the meaning. Please, my dear Lord, engage me in your service. And then the Lord may appear. This appearance of the Lord is called, you chant the Shuddha Naam, the pure name. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I want to thank you once again very, very much for your kindness and attention. See, the sun has even come up. The sun of the holy name, hopefully. Hare Krishna. I will now think of leaving. Hare Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Deities are so, the deities are so beautiful. I saw them before they were painted. Yes, and I did not see them afterwards. But now I'm really totally, yeah, amazed. They just reveal themselves more. Attachments. As far as I know, this way is really unique to Krishna consciousness. We learn we can only give up attachments by developing attachments. Yes, detachment means a higher type of attachment. When you are attached to God, when you can feel the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, our small little foolish attachments seem to be so insignificant and powerless. But if we don't feel this ecstatic Krishna consciousness, our small attachments seem to be insurpassable.
sembrano insuperabili.
I want to end my little Sunday lecture by telling you a story.
Voglio concludere la mia piccola breve lezione domenica raccontando la nostra storia.